I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Let's get after it on a Saturday night. Brian Rascona coming at you right here on The Fan. 877-337-6666. Number to dial. I got you to 2 a.m. I believe it's Paulie Rosenberg taking over then right here on The Fan. And I want to get things started as literally, pretty much I'm the first voice heard here after a doubleheader. I know we had a little interlude of JR Sports Brief in between the doubleheader for the Yankees today. Mets played today over at Citi Field. It was Dwight Gooden appreciation weekend as the fans out there got their Dwight Gooden bobblehead. And then later on tomorrow, they will pay homage to number 16 out there in Citi Field. The Knicks doing what they do and keep winning with Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby and the guys that you would think that wouldn't hold a candle to basically propel this team into the two seed. They have a game tomorrow against the Bulls, but I want to start with the New York Yankees, the 12-3 New York Bronx Bombers. And how could you not? They sweep the doubleheader against the Cleveland Indians today. Earlier, he had a great pitching performance by Clark Schmidt. He did the job. The bullpen came in. Clay Holmes lets up a leadoff double in the ninth. Somehow gets out of it. Yankees prevail. They win game 1-3-2. They come out in game two with Cody Poteet on the mound. And I was saying this to Connor Green earlier. You know, the Mets could go out there. They could parade this, that, and the other. Jose Budo. They could throw Peterson out there. Tyler McGill when he's healthy. You know, a spot start coming out of the minors, and somehow, some way, the Yankees could do it, and they figure it out. Cody Poteet was vying for the fifth spot in the spring training sector, trying to make the 27-man roster. He got called up to be the 27th man today and performed. Came out there and stood behind a Yankee offense that's been nothing but magnificent. Nothing but magnificent in every way possible. Juan Soto doing everything he needs to do. Three-run homer in game two. Rizzo batting just under 300, crushing it. Oswaldo Cabrera stepping in. Hard to find a spot for Trent Grisham, who you picked up in the offseason. It's hard to find a spot for the guy. You put him in game one of the doubleheader, you can't find a spot for him anymore. Why? Because everybody's performing on this team. And if you listen to me last week, Anthony Volpe, I said should be a leadoff batter. Where has he been? In the leadoff spot. Not that Aaron Boone's been listening to me, but I'm just saying Anthony Volpe is back in the leadoff spot. That's where he needs to be. If he's swinging the bat the way he's swinging it and being one of the top OBP guys on this team, he needs to be in a leadoff position. Gleyber does not have to be in the leadoff position. And the Yankees are doing this with a subpar right now, Aaron Judge. Wait till Aaron Judge gets on fire, because I'm a firm believer. And if you guys listen to me, I'm a Met fan, but I am a firm believer that this Yankee team is destined. They are destined to get to the ALCS. Now, it's baseball season. I understand that. Anything can happen when you get to that American League Championship Series. Anything can happen when you get to the World Series. But they are by far, top to bottom, the best team in baseball. I was going over some stats, and I'm looking over some stats as I'm listening to the Yankee postgame. There's not many guys that are in the top 10 of offensive stats for the New York Yankees. Juan Soto for RBIs, he's got 15. He's top five. Other than that, Stanton, top 15 in home runs. Other than that, there is nobody who's in the top 10 in offensive stats in Major League Baseball across the board for the New York Yankees, which tells you they have tremendous balance, which tells you that the hierarchy, which I said, Brian Cashman and Steinbrenner and the guys that put together this team at this point for this season need to get some accolades here. It's time to bow down. It's time to bow down to the GM. Last season, we're running them out of town. It's New York. This is what we do. We were running them out of town last year. Boone should be out. Cashman should be out. You can't get rid of the owner, even though everybody was clamoring to get rid of the owner. The son of the boss needs to go. Right now, this team is 12-3. They're by far the best team in baseball, looking to sweep the Cleveland Indians tomorrow on Sunday. And Nestor Cortes takes the mound. If you're a Yankee fan, and I said to you, will you sign up for 12-3? You damn well will. Would you sign up for 11-4? You damn well will. Would you sign up for 10-5? You damn well will. Well, that's not the case. They're 12-3. And there's nothing holding them back. Nothing. You listen to Susan during the broadcast. This team, they love each other. They enjoy each other. They enjoy each other's company. You saw during the postgame with Justin Shackle a few nights ago, the whole team came to help out and hang out with Anthony Rizzo. This is a different Yankee team. On all cylinders. Completely different from what we've seen over the last 10, 12 years. And everybody wants to go back to that 09 championship team. You look back at that 09 championship team, the camaraderie is not as good as it is here. Not even close. Juan Soto's running out to right field. He's bowing down. He's tipping his cap to the bleacher creatures. Everybody's wearing smiles in the dugout. They are having fun. When you tell your son who's going out there to play Little League and you want him to be the best player he could possibly be, what do you say at the end of the day? You say, have fun. And that's what's happening with this Yankee team. And they're calling up everybody to help out, including Cody Poteet, who came out today and pitched magnificent. You know why? This Yankee team is having fun. And we'll get to the Mets. We'll get to Manea. Well, you know, Manea came out and laid a dud today. They dropped one to the Royals, who's also a surging baseball team. They look very good. But the focus right now is this Yankee team sweeping a doubleheader and going for a three-game sweep tomorrow out there in Cleveland. Then they're going to welcome in Toronto into the Bronx and then also welcome in the Rays. And then we'll see where this Yankee team stands. But I'll tell you what, there's no letting up from this team at all. At all. Question marks coming in as Waldo Cabrera. Can he do it? Well, he's the best hitter on the team right now. Remember last year when Franchy Cordero was carrying the team for the first 2 months? That's what this reminds me of. This reminds me of just plug-and-place offense for this Yankee team. As Waldo Cabrera is in there, and he's taking full advantage. Wearing a number in the 90s, like a minor league player. I mean, number 95. And he's taking advantage of the situation. He is. And he looks great doing it, and he's looking like he's having a great time. And you heard Aaron Boone before game one today, he's saying how it's hard to get Trent Grisham in the lineup. It's getting to the point where there is so much firepower on this Yankee lineup, there's going to be a tough point to get him in the lineup, this guy Trent Grisham, And at the end of the day, you're going to wind up trading him for some bullpen help. Now that gets to the bullpen. I think if there's any Achilles heel to this Yankee team, if you watch them, I think Clay Holmes as a closer could be a problem. You saw him give up that leadoff double this afternoon in game one. He did it on Easter Sunday where he didn't get into trouble, but the guys were teeing off on him. Yordan Alvarez teed off on him. Kyle Tucker teed off on him. It took a John Birdie great play down the line in order to hold the game where it was. They wound up winning 6-5 on Easter Sunday. Clay Holmes, right now, if you look at him to the naked eye, that's the Achilles heel with this Yankee team. I think it's a bullpen problem. I think there is a closing problem with the Yankees, if there's any problem at all. And I'm nitpicking. I'm splitting hairs. I'll be the first guy to tell you. Absolutely, 100,000% that I'm splitting hairs. I mean, they made bullpen moves today. They brought up Marinaccio. He came back. All right? This is bullpen help. This is going to be a rotating door. But at the end of the day, the way this Yankee team is performing, I mean, geez, if you're a Yankee fan, you're on cloud nine, and you should be in the stadium, and you should be rooting on this team, because this is a team like you haven't seen in 15 years. In 15 years, you haven't seen a team like this. Since the 09 World Series, since 09 World Series and also 2017 when they made it to the ALCS. That was the cheat year for A.J. Hinch and the Houston Astros. But the way this team is performing, the way they enjoy playing, enjoy competing, I mean, it's just every night you walk out, you look at the TV, and I'm a diehard Met fan. You look at the TV and they're up 6-0. They're up 3-0. Right off the bat. Right off the bat, guys that you would never expect, like Oswaldo Cabrera and Volpe being one of the best hitters in baseball. Volpe's getting a single every time you turn your head. He cut down on his swing. Hitting coaches helped him. It's unbelievable. The transition, the turnaround. And why? Because Brian Cashman hired the right people to get this thing right. And I am a Brian Cashman supporter. If you heard me before, you're going to hear me now. If Brian Cashman was fired yesterday, last year, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, there would be Major League Baseball teams lined up around the block to sign him, including the New York Mets. Connor and I were just talking about it. The New York Mets would be first in line, and I'd be the first advocate to hold a poster up at the game, sign Cashman. All he wants to do is win. You can't fault the guy for making mistakes. Every GM in baseball makes mistakes. They all do. But he wants to win. At the end of the day, he wants to put W's on the board for this New York Yankee team, and right now it's paid off. Right now they're 12-3. And they're the best team in baseball, and nobody can refute that. On their way to a three-game sweep against Cleveland, they're going to take on three games against Toronto, and then they got the Rays. And right now, we're entering middle of April, and it's just one game after the next, one game after the next, one game after the next, and they're doing this all without the ace, one of the best pitchers in baseball, former Cy Young Award winner, Gerrit Cole. And if you're sitting there and you're driving in your car and you're shaking your head thinking I'm crazy, wait. Wait till the first week of October. Wait when the Yankees have over 105 wins, because that's where they're going. Right now, the Yankees are 12-3. Juan Soto has 15 RBIs. Do the math. He's en route to 162 RBIs this season. You think it's going to stop? From the left side of the plate with the short porch in right field. And we can get into his contract and where he's going to go. And does he have any loyalty to the Yankees? I do not believe so. I think it's all about the money. And if you heard me before, it's all about the mighty dollar. I think Juan Soto is going to wind up going wherever the money is there. I think he could care less about the Yankee organization. Is he going to play up to the fans? Absolutely. Is he going to want to be loved to the fans? Absolutely. But he's playing up to build his own brand, let's be honest. You think he's going to play up to the fans because he loves it here? Oh, he loves it here. He's going to give them a discount, or he's going to take less money to stay with the Yankees. BS. No way. No way. money talks and BS takes the bus. We all heard that line before. So everybody who's like all adamant about Juan Soto and, oh my goodness, there's no way he's leaving the Yankees, BS. If the money's right elsewhere or the longevity with guaranteed money is right elsewhere, he's gone. He's gone. And I would be too. You would be too. The Yankees uniform doesn't have that lore like it did back in the day. People didn't want to be Yankees just because they wanted to be Yankees. Not anymore. Those days are over. Think, oh, I would love to be a Yankee. I'd love to be a Yankee. There's no way anybody's taking less money to be a Yankee. We don't live in those days anymore. Those days are over. And him and Scott Boras are going to test the market, especially after the year he's having right now. I mean, Juan Soto's sitting there with 3 home runs and 15 RBIs through 15 games. Do the math. He's going to be in the top 10 in every offensive category. There's no way he's giving the Yankees a hometown discount. Judge maybe did. He might have, but it was very minuscule. It was very minuscule. He used the Giants to bump up the price in the process. So, very minuscule. Will he take a little bit of a cut? A minuscule cut, maybe, to stay with the Yankees compared to another team? Possibly. But Juan Soto is not going out of his way to do the Yankees any favors. And you saw that with his preseason interview when he was on the Zoom call. He's going to play the season for the Yankees, and he's going to test the market, similar to Pete Alonso, and I talked about that last week. That's where both these guys are going. Pete Alonso, Juan Soto, free agency, highest bidder, longest years. That's where we're going here. 877-337-6666, number to dial. New York Yankees are the talk of the town. They're 12-3, swept a doubleheader against the Indians. The Mets dropped one today at home. Dwight Gooden weekend against the Royals, who are also not that bad this year. And they have to salvage 2 out of 3 tomorrow at the stadium as they retire Dwight Gooden's number. So that's a story to be had. Also, the Knicks finished the regular season later on tomorrow against the Chicago Bulls. I'll be in the house for that as they try to get the 2 seed. If the Magic beat the Bucks and the Knicks beat the Bulls, the Knicks will be in the 2 seed, which is the first time they've been in the 2 seed going into the playoffs since 2013 when they had the 54-win season with Carmelo Anthony and Mike Woodson as the head coach. So that's something to look forward to. Also, the Masters. There were a lot of fireworks today at the Masters. I was kind of like, I checked in, checked out. I was working. I was working men's lacrosse for Delphi University. I had a call play-by-play earlier today, and then I made it into the city. I didn't get to watching the Masters until about 5 o'clock, and then that's when the fireworks started. These guys hit Amen Corner, and it was almost like the ball of yarn unraveled for DeChambeau, for Scheffler, even though Scheffler made a comeback later on in the round for Homa. Everybody took a step back on moving day except for Colin Morikawa and Alberg. Other than that, everybody took a huge step back. Scheffler made up for it later on in the round, but there were a lot of fireworks down there in Augusta. We'll have round 4 tomorrow, so lots to get to. I got you to 2 a.m. Paulie Rosenberg takes over then. Brian Rescona. Where else? The Fan of New York.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.